بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on February 17, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, via video conference with the participation of people from Tabriz and East Azerbaijan, commemorating the anniversary of the Tabriz uprising of February 18, 1978.
Today, training researchers and scientists is a long-term need. The issue of procreation and reproduction, which I have been emphasizing so much, is another example. Today, if we do not think about reproduction, then it will be late to solve the problem in 15-20 years. We will become a country that does not have enough of the necessary elements to move forward. That is, the youth. Today, we have to think about tomorrow. That is the youth. Today, we have to think about tomorrow. Another example is nuclear energy, on which the whole world is becoming increasingly dependent on a daily basis. We too need peaceful nuclear energy sooner or later. Today, if we do not think about it, if we do not follow the matter, it will be late tomorrow and our hands will be empty. When the world dominates all aspects of this issue, it will be difficult for us to move forward that day. So, you see how cruelly the enemy front is focusing on the issue of our nuclear energy? They impose sanctions while they know that our nuclear energy project is peaceful. They say that Iran is such and such, an amount of time away from proceeding a nuclear bomb. These are nonsensical and meaningless remarks.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They themselves know that we are not looking for nuclear weapons, and that we are only looking for the peaceful use of nuclear energy. They understand and know this. They do not want the Iranian nation to achieve this great and significant scientific progress, and they are putting pressure on us because the nation will need it tomorrow, and they do not want this movement to continue. If we fail to address these future and long-term issues today, we will face problems tomorrow. In the case of the JCPOA in 2015-2016, my objection was that certain points had to be observed so that no further problems would arise. My objection was mainly to this. I said to the officials that they had to consider certain points, and I frequently mentioned them in my recommendations. Well, some of those points did not receive attention, and therefore the subsequent problems that everyone is aware of arose. So looking to the future and being prepared for it is important.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.